Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the 46th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be reading Army advice sent in by you guys. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So before we begin our new segment, I just want to ask Jose how he's doing. I'm sure a lot of the listeners have also been wondering how he's been doing because y'all know he's in Texas and Texas is going through it. So,
yeah. Jose. Well, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for asking. We have been in contact. And so I would just want to thank you, Roseanne, because I mean, she's been checking on me, you know, and we ain't just doing this podcast. And then, like, the next time you hear from us is on the podcast. She's been checking on me, too. So thank you for that. That's really nice. I'm doing very, very well now. Like, compared to how I was this past week, it's a full 180, girl. Because, woo, okay. It was a struggle. So for our listeners, if you didn't know or if this is your first time listening, I am in Texas, like Roseanne said. And this past week was rough. Texas was hit by, like, a huge winter storm. And I don't know how many years, it's probably somewhere, but it's like, I think it's going to go down in history for Texas, how bad it was. It was ice, snow everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't drive. You had to walk places. But then at the same time, where are you walking? Because everything was closed. Because it was, y'all, we got our water shut down. We had no power. And you really take those things for granted until you lose them. You know what I mean? Like, you really don't know how much that, how important that is until you don't have it anymore. Like, not having heat, not having water is, oh my God. And then, not just that, guys. You would think, like, well, at least you have food, girl. No, like, since we can't even go nowhere, the food that we did have was running out. So we're just trying to go to the grocery store, if there's one open, or go to the corner store to see if you can get, like, candy or, like, snacks to eat. Because, oh my God. But, I mean, the weather is totally different now. But the bad thing about it is because everybody was inside during the week, now everybody's going out to the stores and there's literally nothing on the shelves. So it's gonna take us a little bit to get, you know, back to normal, I guess you can say. And then it was also scary because a lot of people were saying, you know, there are shelters if you don't have heat, you know, you're freezing in your own home. Go somewhere where you can go have a nice warm night. But at the same time, you know, Corona's still going on. And it's not safe to have so many people in one place. So even that is scary to, like, I know some parents probably were, like, trying to go there. But they're at the same time, it's like, no, because we don't want to, like, put anybody's health at risk or even our children's health at risk. True. So it's just, it's a lot. And so it was a lot. But thank you to everybody who's, like, helped. Even by sending us, like, messages That helps a lot. That helps us. It definitely helped me keep my spirits up and fight through it. And even donations too, because we had a lot of people donating, like, you know, to local food banks or even like blanket drives, you know, stuff that like really, really does help. And I think Texans are strong, so we will try. I mean, we will. We will get back to what it was before, but it's just like, oh, we need to be more prepared. And that goes for our government too. We were talking about this offline too. And like, I mean, it's just crazy how like literally the government can like not have your back in one of the toughest times. And you got to like seek help for your own. Like, you know, you would just think that like something so basic, like electricity, water, you know, it would be covered. There would be ways to have that safely and like in our homes, but the fact that we don't even have that is just crazy. So hopefully this is a learning lesson for everybody, and you know, we're better equipped in the future. I know I am. I'm gonna start looking for better stuff to be prepared if it ever happened to us again.
Yeah, you know? I'm gonna send you like a list of things you must have. Yes, and stock up on canned food.
Oh yes. Oh my god.
But yeah, like Jose said, it's a learning experience, and I know a lot of people lost their lives, so hopefully, you know, this won't happen again in the future, and condolence to their families. Yes. So. Mm-hmm.
Something that was a bright light throughout this for me and for many Army that also were in Texas and suffered from this, and just Army all over the world as well that are going through stuff, was BTS releasing The Essential Edition. So it's out in the world, and I guess we were a little bit of a clown because we didn't get like a new song, or, you know, I'm trying to like give us a little credit because we did get new stuff. It's just not what we thought we were getting.
Yeah, it's not no new music video, not no music.
But
yeah, we're clowns.
But we did get individual music videos. Hey.
Yeah.
That's something good right there.
Okay. Yeah.
We got personal phone calls because it was meant to be like a phone call to us. So let's look on the bright side on that. But yeah, basically, guys, we did not get no music video. We did not get a new single. But we did get an announcement of a new song, though.
Yes, we did. Oh, yeah. See, so we're like half clowns. There's a new song. It's just not with the B Essential album. It's for their future. Well, I'm sure this Japanese single will be incorporated into their upcoming Japanese album, but we are going to get a new Japanese single. Mm-hmm. And it is called
Film Out.
Yes.
Isn't that like a very, when I first read it, I thought that was maybe like, you know how when people say like when the movie is gonna come out, because it's an OST for a film, so I thought they were announcing a new film is gonna be out, but literally the name of the song is Film Out. So
I was confused too. I think I had to double check that. I'm like, what? I'm confused. But Film Out is supposed to be a single for the upcoming movie of, I believe it's like the continuation of Signal, because there is the Signal TV series, and this one's going to be a movie, they say, right? So yeah, look forward to that, because BTS did do the previous single, which is called Don't Leave Me, if y'all haven't checked that out yet.
Was that one for Signal? I totally forgot.
Yeah, that was for Signal. Okay, so this drama is a remake of a Korean version, but this one, the Japanese one, I watched, and it's amazing. If y'all need to watch something, watch Signal. So we are finally starting a new segment. It's called Army Tweets. And this week's question is, what is one thing you wish you would have known when you first became an Army? If you guys want to participate in future Army Tweet segments, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD. Or if y'all don't have Twitter, just follow me and Jose's YouTube channel, because we'll post about it on our community page.
So this week's episode, to introduce Army Tweets, we're going to focus mainly on multiple Army Tweets that you guys sent us. But for future episodes, we'll shout out like one or two, you know, throw them in there. So keep tweeting at us if you have
Yes. And I believe the question will change later on as well. Yeah. So it doesn't have to always be like, you know, advice for new Armies. So keep a lookout.
Yeah, we want to have you guys be more, you know, involved. If
yes, and have fun as you go. All right, all
yes,
right.
Ma'am. So we are starting off with Twitter, and the first tweet comes from at BTS_MK8, and they said, take your time and try not to feel overwhelmed with all the content. Some fun places to start are the Bon Voyage series and their interviews on YouTube. Also, don't feel pressured to buy everything. If you can, pick your fave album and buy that one.
Until now, people would think that, okay, you've been fans for years. You are still going to feel overwhelmed, even if you feel like you're like caught up with everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine like when you're a new army, you jump in and there's just, you know, 7 years worth of content you feel like you need to catch up on. So it's true. Don't try not to feel overwhelmed. I know you are going to feel like it at first. It's normal. But take it one step at a time. Like, you have years and years to like watch all of this content. It's not going to disappear anytime soon, I hope.
So. No, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure if you found it somewhere and then you go back to it one day and then it's no longer there, go online. You will find it. It is some army has it saved somewhere else. Like, we got exactly. you. Like, just don't be afraid to ask also is another thing. Along with not feeling overwhelmed, like, if you see a video clip, maybe not even a video clip, you can see a photo, like a screenshot of something. You're like, oh my God, where was this? I never seen this before. Ask, like, don't be afraid to ask, and hopefully somebody will answer and tell you like, oh, this is a still shot from Run BTS episode whatever, or a Bangtan bomb from this one. So you know what I mean, like, don't be afraid to ask. We will help, and hopefully, like, Roseanne said, it's still online. I'm sure it is, like, everything's online. It's never gonna get deleted. I did like that little last point. Don't feel pressured to buy everything. Like, if you can pick your favorite album and buy that one, even if you can't even buy one, guys, I can't stress this enough. Like, it's great if you can, you know, financially support the guys. That's awesome. Like, you know, if you have the money to buy an album, go to a concert, or buy merchandise, that's awesome. But also, don't think that that's what makes you an army, or like an official army. Like, you are valid even if you don't have one album, a t-shirt, the light stick, whatever it is. Like, you are supporting by watching them, by listening to their music. That is an army as well. Don't feel like you're not a full army just because you don't have like their official merchandise. We know how hard it gets out in these streets, so don't. The guys know it too, so don't feel like the guys are like, hey, you're not an army unless you be buying our stuff. Trust, they don't think that way either.
And just a shout out for there are like communities, especially on Twitter, that take donations from armies who are willing to donate in order to give back to other armies who don't have the funds to purchase an album. Like, there are things that are actually going on like that in the community. Exactly, so don't feel bad to like reach out and stuff. So next advice is from at Wes Pez. In the first few months, I got super overwhelmed with voting, interacting with ARMY 24/7 until I got exhausted and realized my passion for the boys' music was slowly fading. Took a step back, analyzed, and came back stronger. Love from Germany. Thank you from Germany, Wes Pez.
Hey, we international.
You know, that's another thing that's overwhelming other than like a content. There's a lot of things that, you know, how we mobilize as a fandom is insane. Yes. It's like no other. So we're very, you know, driven, passionate about what we do, especially when it comes to voting and interacting. And, you know, that's not really a common thing within, especially like Western artist fans don't really go through that. But that's a good tip to take a step back, analyze it, like take breaks. Don't feel like you're obligated. Kind of goes hand in hand with the first advice. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I definitely agree. ARMY understands that people have jobs, school.
Yeah.
So you can't be online 24/7. You also have to sleep. You know, like sometimes a lot of stuff happens overnight. Don't feel pressured to be like, I can't go to sleep. You know, like, we don't want your health to be jeopardized. The boys don't want that either. So whenever you have time, I've learned this myself, like whenever I have time and I'm like, hey, I can actually go online right now, interact or vote or whatever the case may be. Let me do it. Like, and because I want to as well, you know? So, I mean, if you're going to be able to at the time, you're going to, and you want to do it, you can, and you should, if you, only if you want. I mean, I don't, that's the thing. I don't think you should feel forced. I feel like once you start feeling forced, like the, like at West Pest said, and you start feeling like, yo, this is becoming like, not fun. Like, this isn't even fun anymore. It feels like my passion is slowly fading away. Then that's when it gets a little bit like unhealthy for you. So there's always great to take a step back, like she said, or they said, I should say. Have a little break, you know, of your own. Maybe not even just BTS-wise, if there's nothing going on voting or interacting. I think this goes also into just social media, you know, having good mental health is also maybe knowing when to, like, get off of social media for a little bit and then going back with a new fresh mind, you know?
Very true. Mental health comes first, you guys.
So our next advice comes from the YouTube community tab, and this is from Empress Rueda. I am so sorry if I mispronounced that. They said, don't trust someone just because they say they are ARMY. Never give away personal information and be careful of scams. Also, don't be a sheep.
Sheep is like someone who follows the herd, you know what I mean? So that's really important, especially that last sentence, don't be a sheep. So when you're a new ARMY, you're new to everything. You don't know who to trust. You're gonna see information out there and be join the bandwagon of, you know, whatever is going on. You're gonna be a sheep because you don't know who to trust.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's always best to double check, triple check anything so you're not blindly following. Now, this is a big issue. I do see a lot of, I would call them, so there are people who pretend they're armies. They're trolls, technically. Yes. They pose as if they're armies, and then they say things to stir up drama, negativity. Oh, girl. Don't even, don't interact with that. But we did have a recent issue that came up in our fandom. And it was about, like, these giveaways. I didn't want to address that. Have you heard of what was going on? I know Jose was, like, stuck in a winter storm. So,
what is going on? I was trying to get into some giveaways for water, okay? And food over here. That's the giveaways I was worried about. But please educate me on that because I don't know what's going on about giveaways. So, I guess this is kind of, like, a learning lesson for me too, Roseanne. Educate us, please.
So, you know, these giveaways were going on with ARMY accounts, and a lot of them would be like, you know, number one, step one, do this, number step two, follow this person, and apparently they were crypto accounts. I don't want to go too much into it, but these crypto accounts was like a scam for ARMYs, and they were getting a hold of, like, information, you know, personal information. So you don't just give away your personal information like that, especially you know, these giveaways, you don't know where your information is going from. But the crypto account issue was going on, but also we found out that, like, big accounts on Twitter were selling their Twitter handles to these crypto accounts or other people.
Wow.
When they get a big following, they sell their account. And so that person could take over that. And yeah, I was following one of the accounts. Oh my gosh. So, because I followed an account and I noticed that it was no longer that. It was like they changed it into like these crypto whatever accounts. So that person sold it.
That even is some of my crazy. Mutuals.
Yeah. So, you know, it's bound to happen, especially since we have a really big fandom and people know the power of our fandom and they're going to try to take advantage of that. And so just be wary of these giveaways, you guys. Make sure it's people who you could trust. You know, be careful of scams. Don't just give out your personal information, you guys. So that's a really good advice.
Woo! Be careful, y'all. Be careful.
All right. The next advice is from JDJ Hermosillo. The fact that a lot of people seem to have misconception or a misunderstanding of what it means to not only be an ARMY, but a K-pop fan in general, and that I'd have to spend so much time explaining to people why I'm into this. Be prepared for people kind of like questioning why you're a fan of BTS? So, you know, once you become an ARMY, especially if, you know, you're not young, and there's this misconception of like how fans should be these young teenage girls, or if you're a certain age, you're not even supposed to be a fan anymore, and you just have to start explaining to people. First of all, I feel like you don't even really have to explain to somebody, but also if you do explain, maybe they could slowly get or slowly start to understand why you're a fan of BTS. Like, I've had situations like that happen to me before. And, you know, when you're a new ARMY, at first it's kind of confusing as to, like, how are you going to explain, like, to your family or somebody, like, why you're a fan of BTS. I could give you some, like, pointers. Obviously, you guys might know this already, but, like, for example, number one, you know, it's not just about their performance or their visuals. It's more than that. It's their deep lyrics, their genuine interaction with fans, their humble beginnings, like, certain points like that. I feel like if you do explain to them, they'll somewhat be like, oh, okay, I guess they're, maybe it's a good way to start having them open their eyes to things. But if it's just like a stranger, you know, I don't know if you want to bother spending your time explaining to them.
I agree with that. Like, if it's somebody who has literally no effect in your life, literally, maybe not even a stranger, maybe it's a person, an acquaintance or something, and like they literally have no effect on your bills, your love life, your personal life with your family or loved ones or whatever. Like, girl, don't, like, you don't owe anybody nothing. Like, you do not owe it to them. Now, if you want to, though, like, if you would want to explain it, and this goes for anybody, too, like, maybe a partner, friend, family member, whatever the case, I think switching it around and asking, like, hey, what is one artist that you like? And then... whatever they answer, and you ask them why. Why do you like that person or that group or that band or whatever? And then whatever they answer you, you're going to be like, well, that's why I like this person or this artist or this band. If they tell you the lyrics, you can say the lyrics. If they tell you the music, you can say the music. If you say their message, you can say their message. Like, literally, the only thing is, I think most of the time is of the unknown, and it's because it's another language. People are like, why are you listening to something that's not even in your native language or something that you can understand? And it's kind of like, girl, I think it's a 2021, girl, get into it. Like, it's... movies exist, closed captions, translations. You can go look online, and music is universal. Like,
exactly.
It's time to stop with this whole, like, if it's not English, if it's not in the language that you're supposed to listen to music to, then it's weird or not cool or whatever the case may be. Like, it's time to stop that. So, like I think that's a good thing to do. Like, switch it around. Ask them, who is it? And if they tell you the answer, you can say, well, hey, that's why I like this person too. And then hopefully they get into it. If they're not with it, then keep it pushing, because that means that person's just not going to get it. And maybe you can tell them, well, then I just don't get why you like so-and-so. And then they're on the same page, so they can feel what you feel, I guess. But yeah, girl, you don't need to explain it to anybody if you don't feel like it. But if you do want to, that's one thing that I would do, like, switch it around, and then maybe hopefully... they can get into it, you know?
Oh, one thing I wanted to point out, too, is, yes, it's 2021, and I listen to a lot of different types of music, especially, you know, music that's trending here in the U.S., and let me tell you, there's a lot of songs I don't understand what they're saying, even though it's in English, you guys, okay? So first of all,
spill that tea.
You guys know where I'm trying to go with that. Like, you can't even understand what they're saying in English. So, like, what makes it any different that, you know, right now, though, I'd rather listen to BTS, who I know have, like, meaningful lyrics, and it's not hard to look up translations, you know?
But anyway. Girl, you better spill the you know what? Mic drop on that. Y'all be listening to English songs that literally sound like it's not English. It's like, what?
I don't even know what they're saying.
Was that noises? Because I didn't make out any single word.
So don't okay. come at me. Yeah. Oh, gosh. And number two, I had a really good example of my friend actually experienced this. Now he is a 40-year-old man who is in love with BTS. And we attended the concert in Texas. And while we were waiting before the concert started, like, he was at this bar area at a hotel. Mm-hmm. But he was in full-on, like, BTS gear, you know, wearing, like, the BTS shirt. He had his army bomb, everything. People, these guys asked him, like, well, what are you here for? And I'm like, oh, I'm here to watch, you know, BTS. And they're like, oh, that, you know, and boy band and stuff like that. I don't really know because I wasn't really there for the interaction. Basically, they were questioning, like, why does he like BTS? And he was talking to fans, sport fans, who were wearing their team's jersey. And he's like, you guys are supporting your guys. The only difference is that my boys sing and dance and yours play sports. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, people get into those interactions, but you don't really have to explain. But that was a really good comeback from my friend. Like, you're supporting guys and they just happen to be doing different things.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, switch it around. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, switch it and catch them off guard. Like, oh, wait, hold on. What? And then maybe that way they're like a little bit more understanding. Like, hey, you're right. Why am I even treating this like it's something odd? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Our next advice comes from Amy J. And they said, not every profile with a BTS picture or biography is an army. Some fans, and then they quote, I don't want to call them armies, are there more for the clout and hit tweets than for the boys themselves. Others are just solos or K-popies in disguise. Also, I wish new armies learned of BTS not by what other users say about them. I wish baby armies would learn from the boys because they watch their content, listen to their music, and read their lyrics.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that really does need to be addressed. We kind of touched base on it with, like, you know, trolls who pretend they're armies, the disguise as armies. But it is important to learn the boys through the content you watch. Like, you know, there's a lot of rumors and false information going around, and it's kind of hard not to believe it at first when you're new, because that's just the information you're getting, you know? But there's a lot of, you know, trusted sources out there, but the best way is to just watch their content and, you know, see it for yourself, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, like, directly from the source. That is so true, because there, like you said, there are people out there trying to pass as army, you know, like, they're disguising themselves as army online, and they are trying to spread lies about the guys. They try to shine a bad light on them, like, oh, did you know so-and-so did this, or so-and-so said that? And then they'll literally may just Photoshop a photo with, like, captions that is literally not what the member said during that. But because you just see it, you might start to believe it. And that is so not okay. Because that's how drama starts. That's how stuff, oh my God, rumors start. Then if it gains traction, the company gets notice of it, which means the guys learn of it. And then they have to send out, like, some press release or something or a letter. And that already is bad enough, because that means it's going to be out in the media, and now more people are going to be reading. Something that could have easily been researched turns into something totally bad and horrible. You know what I mean? Like, it has happened. Trust and believe. Like, girl. So if you see something, you're like, wait, is this true? Ask the person, and hopefully they have the guts to link the source. Probably if they're being, you know, not, if they're being trolls, they're probably not going to answer you. But hopefully somebody else, if you put it out and ask, like, hey guys, is this true? Like, when did this happen? Somebody will come correct and be like, yo, please stop following this person. Don't believe they have something to, they have anything to say, because this is what actually happened. This is the link. Here you go. This is the actual translation. This is the original source. Girl, because it happens a lot, and it's just It is not okay.
Oh my gosh. And here's the thing. There are steps into also, you know, dealing with malicious and defaming content. Yes. And basically, I actually did a recent, like, email because there was a viral video going around. Yeah, and I watched the whole thing to make sure. And there was a lot of false things. And the sad thing is that people were falling for it in the comment section.
Wow.
You know, they weren't really thinking twice about it or trying to find a source. Remember, you always have to prove that it's true. Don't go off of what people say, okay? You look for the answer yourself. That's always the best way. But if you want to report anything, you know, you could always email protect@bighitcorp.com and you'll find templates. There are armies who post like templates on how to, you know, email. But if you see any malicious or defaming videos, do that. Don't interact as well, because a lot of these like trolls like the attention. Yes. So kind of like we kind of move in silence sometimes, like we DM each other just so it's not out there on the timeline. But we like DM like, hey, let's report this block. Yes. So that's,
yeah, because you might think by you not posting it and just typing like, hey, is this true or what, or something like that, already starts a little snowball effect, because then people start asking, what do you mean, like what are you talking about? And then somebody's gonna type in the member's name, what happened, and then that already starts trending, and then that builds into something bigger. So that's why we move in silence, like Roseanne said. If you want to know what the tea is, you always got to throw it in the DMs, because we don't want to cause any more, we don't want to cause anything that shouldn't even be caused, like something that creates something that I like, how do, what is that saying, create a mountain out of a molehill, or what is that?
I've heard that before. I just don't know.
But then again, exactly, there is no molehill to begin with, because it's not even true. So yeah, basically that's just that. Like, if you are suspicious about it, ask. Hopefully somebody will come correct and tell you this is the real thing. Flat out know it's not true, like Roseanne said, you can report it. But yeah.
So that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at @InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at @InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send us any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to tune in next week. Thank you for listening. Bye. Oh my God. Oh,
there you go. You just say bye, Army. Just say bye, Army. You got that one.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Roseanne. Bye. Bye. No. Bye,
say bye, Army. You got,
okay. Oh my God, okay. just leave it there. Just keep that in, Rosa. You said, just say bye, Army. It sounded like you slammed your hand on the table.
Oh, this side on my phone. I was laughing so.
Just say bye, Army, damn it.
Bye, Army.
Okay, bye. Bye, Rosa. Oh my God. Kim Nam-joon, Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-gi, Young Ho-suk.